The following is an audio booklet from the United Church of God. To view this booklet and other resources online, please visit ucg.org.
The Truth About the Rich Man and Lazarus. The State of the Dead. Let's go back over the second part of Luke chapter 16, verse 22, which states, "The rich man also died and was buried." Let's pause once again to ask a fundamental question. What does the Bible reveal about the state of the dead? For the living know that they will die, but the dead know nothing. For there is no work or device or knowledge or wisdom in the grave where you are going. Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verses 5 and 10. The dead are completely unconscious. They are not cognizant of anything. When a person dies, all of his thoughts, knowledge, and feelings come to a complete halt. Absolutely no awareness or consciousness continues in another location or state of being. The Bible likens death to sleep. See Job chapter 7, verse 21, and chapter 14, verses 10 through 12. Daniel chapter 12, verse 2, describes dead individuals as those who sleep in the dust of the earth. They will awaken later in a resurrection. See Isaiah chapter 26, verse 19. For much more information on this subject, check out the free Bible study aid, What Happens After Death. Three different words for hell. We can now explore Luke chapter 16, verse 23. Speaking about the rich man, it reads, "And being in torments in Hades, he lifted up his eyes and saw Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom." Again, we must be careful not to presume the story means that the rich man died and went to an ever-burning hellfire. This is an incorrect assumption and not stated in this passage. It directly contradicts other biblical teaching on the matter. Jesus used the Greek word Hades, hell, in the King James Version, which simply means the grave. The Expositor's Bible Commentary states, "In the New Testament, Hades is never used of the destiny of the believer. Neither is it identified with Gehenna, which is usually connected with fiery judgment as in Matthew chapter 5, verses 22, 29, and 30, Luke chapter 12, verse 5. It's important to also understand that in the Greek language there are two other words in the Bible often translated hell. One is Tartaru, which is used only once and refers to the present condition of restraint or imprisonment of fallen angels or demons, found in 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 4. The other word is Gehenna, which is derived from the Hebrew expression Gai Hinnom, or the Valley of Hinnom. This valley bordered Jerusalem on the south. One Jewish source relates that, in Christ's day, it was used as the city's garbage dump. When Jesus spoke of Gehenna, his listeners understood that this hell was a destroying fire in which trash and even the bodies of criminals were reduced to ashes. He warned that this kind of fire would be the ultimate fate of those who remain unrepentant. See Matthew chapter 13, verse 41. "But I will show you whom you should fear. Fear him who, after he has killed, has power to cast into hell, that is, Gehenna, or Valley of Hinnom. Yes, I say to you, fear him." Luke chapter 12, verse 5. The rich man awakens from death. Let's consider if the rich man and Lazarus were real individuals, what would happen to them according to what is revealed in the scriptures. Continuing in Luke chapter 16, verse 23, we read about the rich man, "And being in torments in Hades, that is, the grave, he lifted up his eyes." Once again, we must be alert to read exactly what the passage says. Just how could the rich man have lifted up his eyes after he died? The Bible reveals the only way this can happen is through a resurrection. It explains that the dead can be raised to either immortal, see Luke chapter 20, verses 35 and 36, and Romans chapter 8, verse 13, or mortal physical life. For example, Jesus raised another man named Lazarus to mortal life, see John chapter 12, verse 17. Also, immediately after Jesus died on the cross, many of his faithful followers who had died were raised to physical life, see Matthew chapter 27, verses 50 through 53. In the case of the parable we are studying, the rich man would be raised from the dead as a mortal man, just as he was before he died. Revelation chapter 20, verse 4, explains that God's Spirit-begotten children will be resurrected to immortal life at Christ's second coming. However, verse 5 continues by stating, "But the rest of the dead did not live again until the 1,000 years were finished." So the rich man's resurrection to physical life would occur after that 1,000-year period. Revelation chapter 20, verses 11 through 15. Abraham and the other faithful individuals, including Lazarus, would have been raised as immortal spirit beings at the return of Jesus Christ. Since the rich man would be resurrected near the end of the 1,000-year time span as a physical man, it would seem to him as if it is the very next second after he died. He would know absolutely nothing of the vast number of years since his death. When the rich man lifted up or opened his eyes, he immediately saw Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. Luke chapter 16, verse 23. According to Bible language expert Dr. Lawrence Richards, writing in the Victor Bible Background, Commentary, New Testament, Jesus employed contemporary Jewish thought about the afterlife in this parable, which by this time was influenced by pagan mythology. Dr. Richards wrote that Hades, the abode of the dead, was thought to be divided into two compartments, and conversations could be held between persons in the abode of the righteous and those in the abode of the unrighteous. The New Bible Dictionary says, "Probably the story of Dives, meaning rich, man, in Latin, and Lazarus, like the story of the unjust steward, is a parable which made use of certain Jewish thinking, and is not intended to teach anything about the state of the dead."
Thanks for listening to The State of the Dead. In the booklet, The Truth About the Rich Man and Lazarus. For the rest of the booklet, please visit ucg.org.